Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I told you God's kind of doing something a bit different today. So I'm not going to do the offering now. We're not going to do announcements now. We're going to do what God's put on my heart now. And I want to say to all you fathers, Happy Father's Day. You know, it's one thing to see people out in the streets and out in the workplace and out in Walmarts and in the theaters, but it's another thing to see fathers in churches. To me, that is a sign of a true man of God, a true man who will come to church, who will train his children to come to church, and who will love God. You don't get better than that. There is no greater. And so the band can just stay where they are, and we see what's going to happen. I've got something here that I wanted to bring to you. I'm not even going to bring you a scripture. This God put on my heart this morning, and I typed it out, and I'm going to read it to you. And I pray that this will become your prayer. This is the way it started already this morning. This is the way it's going. You see, don't be scared to be quiet and different in church. You know, God is different. If He wasn't different, there'd be one color flower, one color fish, one ocean. But God is different. He does things differently. And if He comes in one day with dancing, rejoice. If He comes in with weeping, rejoice. If He comes in with repentance, rejoice. If He comes in excited, rejoice. If He just comes in gently, I feel there's a gentle, sweet Holy Spirit here right now. I pick up in my spirit the sweetness and the gentleness of this incredible Holy Ghost which is resident in us. And God got me to write this down this morning. And this is for you men especially. You know, let me just say this. It's not the easiest thing to be a man of God in today's society. The way the world is going right now is when we need men more now than we ever have needed them. But it's also one of the hardest times for a man to be that man of God. He's facing all kinds of things. Look at what we face. Never mind flooding the pornography throughout the internet and TVs and everywhere, and just everything is just open, and the devil knows that a man is moved by what he sees. He knows, his sight stimulated. So he'll use those means to get the men. Because if he can destroy the man and get him out of the family unit, you can destroy the family. And if you can destroy the family, you destroy the kingdom of God. We can never destroy the kingdom of God, but it takes away from the kingdom of God. And so men today, many of them have not got jobs. Many of them have got sick and are going through sicknesses. Many of them are in fear. Many of them, because of self, just a low self-esteem, sometimes have left the family, left them at home, just left. Kids there with a mother. Men today face challenges that are very, very strong and hard. And I promise you, ladies, we need to pray for our men. We need to pray for our men. You know, I find that it's an amazing thing. And I'm going to read what God gave to me in a minute. But I find it's an amazing thing. I'm going to read one scripture called, it's in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. He has planted eternity in the human heart. Think about what I just said. You know, when we had Mother's Day, we said God chose a woman and her womb to bring and usher the Messiah. The greatest privilege anyone could ever have was to usher the Messiah in. But I want you to know that God has put eternity into every single human being, every human heart. God has put eternity in there. What is eternity? It means we've got His Spirit. We're created in His image and His likeness. We are eternal beings. He has put eternity into us. Now, when a father and mother procreate, God gave us the ability to do this. You create eternal beings. Did you hear what I said? We, human beings, create eternal human beings where they will be for eternity. God gave us that ability to create people in His image and likeness. I find that to me is one of the most amazing things, that I can have children, my kids, Canaan and Destiny, created in the image and likeness of God. Now He does the work, He does all of the saving and raising and breathing life into us, but He gave us that ability. And so don't take it lightly. Take your parents seriously. Love your parents and love your children. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And so for us men living today, there's many demands on our lives. Many, many demands. And sometimes we're not up to the task. Sometimes we feel we can't manage. We can't handle it. And Jesus said in John 7:37, He said, if any of you thirst, come and drink from me. These are the waters Jesus promised. And He's saying, are you thirsting for those living waters Jesus promised? Because if you're thirsting for the living waters that He promised, He said, come unto me and drink from me. His well will run over and overflow through you. So men, if you're feeling, I am thirsty, I'm in a very parched, dry land, I don't know how I can take another step, I'm battling to breathe, God is saying, if you're thirsting for the living waters, come to me. Come to me, Jesus, and I'll give you living waters that'll never abate. Are you tired of feeling like a broken cistern that can hold no water? Jeremiah 2:13 talks about that. Some of us feel we can't keep anything together. We can't hold it together. We can't hold our families together. We can't keep the job together. We can't keep our marriage together. We're just a broken cistern where the waters are just pouring out of us. It's a sad place to be. And it's a sad place for men today, because men are facing so much, so many attacks against the manhood. You see it on television, they make the man look to be stupid. Or as a father, they make him look to be stupid. Or else they show you a family with no father. Or they show you a father with no mother. Or a mother with no father. It's ridiculous. And they put these pressures, social pressures on us. And then sometimes we get it at home as well. Instead of being prayed for and loved. And God is saying to us, you don't have to be a broken cistern. You can get living water from Jesus, my son. And it'll fill you up and you'll have a well of water yourself to help other people. Then He says, come you starving souls. Come and be filled. There are many men today that don't know Jesus. They don't have a relationship with Him. They don't know how to get infilling of the Holy Spirit. They don't know things like we've learned. And they're starving. They're dying on the vine. And God is saying, come you starving souls, come and be filled. Come and be filled. Men, fathers, let God fill you. Let God fill you. Come, you are in fear, in stress, in strife, and be set free at the feet of my son Jesus. There's so much stress and fear and strife going on in people's lives today. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus. I mean, I look at my brother right now, Todd, what he's going through. But he can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God will never turn you away. This is a message for everyone, but it's directed at fathers right now. God will never, look at the men weeping, it's crazy. God will never turn his back on you. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what you haven't done. You might have left your family. You might have done some crazy things, had abortions, arranged abortions, all kinds of things. God is saying, come and be filled, you starving soul. Come and be filled, you're in strife and stress. Sit at my feet. Jesus said, sit at my feet. But we get so busy doing the things that we have to do that we don't take time to sit and to get filled. This is what God's been dealing with me for the last 2 months. Just 2 months now, he's been just saying, I need you to be filled. And my desire is to be filled. I want to walk into a room that it's like sweat coming out of my pores, but it's a Holy Spirit. And people's lives get touched and changed. Why should we leave it to the Catherine Kuhlmans and the John G. Lakes? Why should we leave it to the Smith Wigglesworths and the and all these wonderful men and women of God? Why should we leave it to them alone? Why? I mean, why? What's what? We've got to just accept it, surrender, and be available. And God will use us the way he used everyone. He'll use us the way he used the disciples, the apostles. Come, bring your affliction, bring your pain, bring your misery, and you will be comforted. My heart goes out to people that are quarantined and separated from people and separated from loved ones in different countries. And my brother's in South Africa right now, and they've gone back to tier 3, which means the restaurants have to be closed down by 9 o'clock. So they start closing down by 8, and he makes his living from that. But he's in South Africa, and he told me yesterday, he said, we've gone back to tier 3. I can't earn a living. I can do nothing. It's my brother. And my heart went out to him. And thank God I'm in a position to help him. And I pray that each and every one of you are in positions to help those that are in need. And God will use us. God will use us. Put your hand on your heart and say, God will use me. Say, I'm available, Lord.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need.